Hebrews 3 verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened for the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome to today's exhortation. Today we begin looking at the Christian and his influence in the local church. The Christian must be totally committed to Christ. Christ reminds us in Matthew 16 and verse 24, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Paul says in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 15, "I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they had devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints." It was once said the most dangerous thing in the world is to try to leap a chasm in two jumps. Truly following Christ is an all-or-nothing proposition. Every Christian ought to be committed to the task of living for Christ with every atom of his being. We should not even let one molecule follow the devil. It was once said, "It doesn't take much of a man to be a Christian, but it takes all there is of him." Yes, we have to be totally committed to Christ. And commitment to one thing means forsaking all others, Matthew 6 and verse 24. However, some church members try to give up the world like the boy cutting his dog's tail off an inch at a time. This has been Exhortations, and we thank you for joining us today.